Ever come home from a relaxing vacation, sun, sand, the works, and walk right into a crime scene?
Oh, talk about a vacation buzzkill.
It's like the ultimate vacation souvenir you never wanted. That's the predicament facing Suzanne and Stefan in Urlaub mit Folgen, this German short story, meaning vacation with consequences. We're diving deep into this tale of suspense, a little armchair detective work, and a reminder that those too good to be true pitches, well, sometimes they have teeth.
And it really makes you think about how we often let our guard down on vacation, right? Escaping reality, embracing that carefree mindset.
Exactly. You're not expecting to walk into your own personal episode of Law and Order, and the story throws you right into the thick of it. Suzanne and Stefan return home, fresh off their trip, and find their apartment completely ransacked. Furniture's askew, drawers emptied, total chaos.
It's that violation of your safe space, the feeling of vulnerability that really gets under your skin. And it's interesting how the story captures that initial shock, that disbelief.
It's almost like a bad dream. But amidst the chaos, there's this almost darkly comedic detail about their aquarium.
Oh, yeah, the fish.
The automatic fish feeder saved the day. It's a small detail, but highlights the absurdity of it all.
Right, like amidst a robbery, life in some form goes on.
Exactly. You're dealing with this massive violation, yet the fish are swimming along, oblivious.
It's those little bits of normalcy that we cling to, I guess.
Absolutely. So the story doesn't shy away from the emotional impact of this. The police, unfortunately, aren't much help, basically telling Suzanne and Stefan that this is pretty standard for their neighborhood.
Which in itself is a chilling thought.
Right, like, welcome home, better luck next time. But this is where the story transitions from a simple burglary into something much more unsettling. As Suzanne and Stefan try to piece together what happened, they're forced to confront that very human element of this crime. Who knew they were gone?
It's that sinking feeling when you realize that someone, somewhere, was watching and waiting for the right moment.
Exactly. And that's where the paranoia sets in. They start retracing their steps, remembering seemingly insignificant encounters like those hand workers, the handymen their neighbors mentioned seeing.
Which at the time probably seemed completely unremarkable. It's amazing how easily we can overlook potential threats when we're not in that mindset.
Absolutely. We operate under the assumption of safety, especially in familiar surroundings, and that's what makes this next part so unsettling. The story takes us back to Suzanne and Stefan's vacation, where they encounter a character I'm sure we've all met in some form, Frank, the overly persistent timeshare salesman. Picture this. You're on vacation, it's pouring rain, and this guy's trying to sell you something you never wanted in the first place.
Oh, I know the type.
It's like they can smell your desperation for a break in the weather.
Exactly. And they prey on that vulnerability. The story even mentions how Suzanne and Stefan regretted not cutting the meeting short sooner.
Oh, I can totally relate that feeling of obligation, not wanting to be rude, even if you know you're being cornered.
It's tough to shake that vacation politeness.
Right. But here's where those alarm bells should have been deafening. Frank isn't just your average pushy salesman. He's asking very specific questions, prying into their personal lives, even wanting their last name for statistics.
Which, let's be honest, is a huge red flag.
It's like waving a neon sign that says, I'm up to no good.
Seriously. And it's those subtle details, the ones that seem insignificant at the time, that often hold the key to unraveling these kinds of situations.
And unfortunately for Suzanne and Stefan, their gut feeling about Frank is about to be validated in the worst way possible.
It's like that moment in a movie, when you realize that seemingly harmless character is actually the villain.
Oh, totally. Like, wait a minute, that guy with the friendly smile.
Exactly. And in Suzanne and Stefan's case, that light bulb moment hits when they start connecting the dots between the robbery and their not so friendly encounter with Frank.
And this is where the story takes that satisfying turn, towards confirming what we've been suspecting all along. Stefan, remembering Frank's odd behavior and those probing questions, decides to contact the police.
And it's a good thing he did, because it turns out their instincts were spot on.
Dead on. Remember how Frank was bragging about earning enough for a trip to Hawaii?
Yeah, that whole living the dream spiel.
Well, the investigation reveals a much darker pattern. Frank's been targeting tourists across different vacation spots, using those seemingly harmless timeshare presentations as a front.
It's like a wolf in sheep's clothing, right?
Totally. He preys on people when they're relaxed, vulnerable, more likely to let their guard down.
And to share information they wouldn't normally divulge. The story, even without explicitly stating it, raises a crucial question. How much do we unknowingly give away? in those casual conversations. Suzanne and Stefan's eagerness to share details about their life, it inadvertently provided Frank with the tools he needed.
It's a chilling thought, isn't it? And while the story predates the age of social media and online oversharing, it's incredibly relevant today. We leave digital footprints everywhere, often without even realizing it.
Absolutely. Think about it. Before the internet, someone like Frank had to rely on face-to-face interactions, painstakingly piecing together information. Today, a quick search can reveal someone's whereabouts, their interests, even their daily routines.
It makes you wonder how easily someone like Frank could operate in today's digital landscape. And it's not just about personal information either. The story also touches upon a detail that might seem outdated now, the theft of Suzanne and Stefan's Euro checks.
Oh, right. I remember those. Basically traveler's checks, right?
Exactly. Widely used in Europe before credit and debit cards became the norm.
It's a fascinating detail because it highlights how financial crime has evolved. Back then, stealing physical checks gave direct access to funds. Today, it's all about digital information. Credit card numbers, online banking credentials, personal data that can be exploited for identity theft.
So the methods have changed, but the underlying motive remains the same.
Exploit trust and vulnerability for personal gain.
Precisely. And thankfully, in Suzanne and Stefan's case, justice is served. The authorities catch up with Frank just as he's about to board his flight to Hawaii, presumably with pockets full of stolen goods and cash.
It's a satisfying, albeit somewhat predictable, ending.
Right. You kind of see it coming, but it doesn't make it any less satisfying.
It's like that sense of relief when you realize, okay, good triumphs over evil. But what I find interesting is the subtle emphasis on international cooperation. Remember, Frank was apprehended with the help of Spanish authorities.
Oh, right, right.
It highlights how crime often transcends borders, especially in our globalized world. It adds another layer of complexity to the story, don't you think?
So Frank's caught, justice is served, case closed. But that's the thing about this story, Erlob Mittfolgen. It kind of sticks with you.
It makes you think twice about those vacation brochures, doesn't it?
Right. Like, paradise might not be as idyllic as it seems.
Exactly. And it makes you question how many Franks are out there lurking beneath the surface.
Hiding in plain sight.
It's that lingering unease that I find so impactful. We go on vacation to escape, to relax, and suddenly this story reminds us that trust, well, it can be a pretty fragile thing.
It's like that old saying, if it sounds too good to be true.
It probably is.
Exactly. And in today's world, with social media portraying these picture-perfect vacations, it's easy to fall into that trap of believing everyone has good intentions.
Oh, absolutely. And we're almost conditioned to present that perfect image, right? Like, our vacations have to be Instagram-worthy.
It's like we're all trying to sell something, even if it's just a version of ourselves. And that ties into what I find so unsettling about Erlob Mittfolgen. While the story focuses on a physical theft, it makes you think about those subtler ways people can take advantage. Suzanne and Stefan were so eager to share details about their lives, almost as if validating their vacation experience.
It's like they were trying to convince themselves, as much as Frank, that everything was perfect.
And that's such a crucial point. We talk a lot about online safety, being wary of what you post, but this story takes it a step further. It's about being mindful of the information you share offline as well. Those seemingly harmless conversations, those chance encounters, they can sometimes have unintended consequences.
It's a good reminder that crime isn't always some big dramatic event. It can happen in the most mundane settings through those everyday interactions.
Exactly. So what's the takeaway here? Should we all become hermits, never leave our homes, or talk to strangers?
Of course not. It's all about finding that balance. Enjoy your vacations, engage with the world, but trust your gut. That's key. If something feels off, it probably is. Don't be afraid to be cautious, to say no, even if it means seeming rude.
It's like that inner voice is there for a reason.
Absolutely.
Erlob Mittfolgen reminds us that sometimes the best souvenirs are the memories we make, not the things we accumulate.
Yeah.
And definitely not a timeshare we never wanted in the first place.
Well said. It's about being present, savoring the experience, and returning home with stories, not regrets.
And on that note, it's time for us to wrap up this deep dive into vacation with consequences. But before we go, we'd like to leave you with one final thought. This story takes place in a pre-AirTag, pre-smartphone era. How much more complicated or perhaps safer do you think the scenario would be today with the advent of location tracking and instant connectivity? Something to ponder. Until next time, stay curious, stay safe, and choose your vacation companions wisely.